Welcome to Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled, An Invitation to the Abundant Life.
Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Isaiah 55, beginning at verse 1. Let us listen to God's word. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
We are looking this year at 50 great passages of Scripture, and this passage from Isaiah 55 certainly is one of those. Hear also the words of our Lord. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of the day, for the privilege of worship. As we bow before you, as we sit beneath the teaching of your word, we pray that my words might be shaped and informed and inspired by your word, and that your word might come alive in us in such a way that we would live to your honor and glory. We pray it through Christ our Lord. Amen. I thought I might brighten your day a little by starting off with a reflection written by the British philosopher Bertrand Russell on the meaning and purpose of life. He writes, "Man, we might say humanity, but man is the product of causes which had no prevision of the end they were achieving. His origin, his growth, his hopes and dreams, his loves and beliefs are but the outcome of an accidental collection of atoms. No fire, no intensity of thought and feeling can preserve an individual life beyond the grave, and the whole temple of man's achievement must inevitably be buried beneath the debris of a universe in ruins." I think he worked for Hallmark on the side. Now, I'm quite certain that not many of us would take that particular view of life. I certainly hope not. But I am aware that even the most optimistic among us have been flattened a little during this year of pandemic. Even the most hopeful among us have found ourselves getting a bit discouraged. Even the most energetic among us have confessed that probably been running at about 80% capacity during much of the year. Even without a pandemic, much less a contentious political season, many find themselves wondering if this is all there is to life, or perhaps if there is something missing, or that they are missing out on something. During the discussion of the God is Dead movement in the 1960s, some of us will remember that, Dr. Eric Fromm said to his colleagues that instead of debating the question, is God dead, we should be debating the question, is humanity dead? Psychologist Fromm writes, man has been transformed into a thing, a producer, a consumer, an idolater of other things. They sit for hours in front of bad television programs without even knowing that they are bored. They learn that millions of children around the world are literally starving to death without even relating that reality to the teachings of religion. They join the rat race of commerce, where personal wealth is measured in terms of market values, and remain unaware of the anxiety they are enduring. All this represents death, as Christians understand it. It's not true that physical death is the last enemy. The last enemy to be conquered is spiritual death. The name is not important. The essence of it is separation from God, whether on this side or on the other side of physical death. Oscar spoke powerfully about this idea, this experience of spiritual death, even among us as Christians, last Sunday as he reflected on Jesus' teaching that we must be born again, we must be born from above, born of God. Perhaps we could say that T.S. Eliot poses the question best when he asks, where is the life we have lost in the living? It's a good question, the woman asks and states. What is, her husband says, peering over his Wall Street Journal. She said, we got this mail order catalog today. Look at these exotic specialty items. They have everything from authentic Russian KGB medals to handmade cigars from the Dominican Republic. They call it the Good Life catalog. I wonder, what does it take to have the good life? I'm not sure, he answers, his eyes scanning back to the article he's reading about overseas marketing. But I'm pretty sure you can't buy it in a catalog. Now, if any of this rings true for you, then listen to the invitation Jesus gives to us, an invitation to the good life. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, this is the invitation to an abundant life that only he can offer. And any beside him who dare make that claim, either before him or after him, are but thieves and robbers offering false hopes and empty promises. 600 years before the time of Christ, the prophet Isaiah issued a very similar invitation as he envisioned a life and a way of living under the reign and rule of God. Recall, he's writing to a people who have been displaced and living in exile, whose homeland has been overthrown by a warring force, whose practice of their religion has been shattered and scattered, as has the temple that they worshiped in Jerusalem. They were a people who had suffered not a year of isolation and hardship, but over 70 years, and they had all but given up hope of ever returning back home and getting back to life as they once knew it. So listen to Isaiah's invitation to the abundant life and the way in which to receive it, which, believe me, is not to be purchased online or in a mail order catalog. He begins with a simple call to attention and then an invitation. Ho. As I read that, I thought, I wonder how long it took the scholars to translate the word ho from Hebrew. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Who said there's no such thing as a free meal? God invites us to come to the waters, to come to Him, even though we feel empty inside, even though we feel as though we have nothing to offer. We are invited to come not because we are worthy, but because He is worthy, and He welcomes us as His beloved. What He offers is free, without cost to us, because He has already paid that price for us. Come, you who have no money, come buy and eat. The biblical word for that is grace. Stop spending your time, your money, your attention, your energy chasing after those things that would ultimately never satisfy you. Listen to me. Incline your ear and come to me, says the Lord. Turn down all the other noise in your head and in your heart and in your lives so that you can be able to recognize my voice when I call to you. Listen so that you may live. Friends, listen to these words of Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found, as they have been spoken to each of us and to all of us who have found life difficult and its meaning unclear. And please know you don't need to cry very loud, because he is closer than we think, as close as our very breathing, or the most silent prayer we have ever uttered. Believe me when I tell you, it really is that easy to enter into a relationship with God, to know his presence, to enjoy the abundant life with which only he can give. Oh, surely not, we say. Nothing could really be that easy, just turning and seeking and listening and coming. Surely there's something more we have to do. No, there really isn't. That way of thinking and acting correlates to the ways of this world, the way of the world that says we have to earn everything we get. But the Lord, speaking through the prophet, says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So if you think you have to clean up your act and get it all right before you can turn to God, or that you can somehow impress God by how good you are in order to earn your way into God's good favor, or if you think that your experience of God is all there is to experience of God, then you clearly have not read or understood the message of Scripture, because God loves us and claims us and welcomes us and accepts us, not because of who we are and what we have done, but because of who he is and what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. And in his name, he continues to welcome us, inviting us to come closer and go deeper with him. But some will ask, well, how will I know if I have really entered into that abundant life which God offers? Will there be flashes of lightning and thunderclaps? Will I hear voices from heaven? Will I have visions? Will I suddenly win the lottery? Will I choose the right door on Let's Make a Deal? No, most likely none of those things. But Isaiah tells us what will happen as we enter into the abundant life. We will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. We will experience a joy that is everlasting and a peace that is beyond human understanding. Of course, none of this is from us. It's not of our making. It is from God. It's not because of anything we can do or earn or gain for ourselves. It is something which God alone can and has done for us. And believe me again when I say it can't be bought online, and it certainly can't be ordered out of a mail order catalog. We enter into the abundant life when we respond to a very simple invitation. Come. This is an invitation which God alone offers to us. So after all of our chasing after life's meaning and purpose, after exploring a myriad of ways to try to make ourselves happy and fulfilled and contented, after being deceived by the world's false bill of goods, which tells us we will only really be happy and fulfilled if we go to the right school, if we get the right job, if we marry the right person, if we buy the right car, if we get the right house on the right street, if we vacation in the right places, suddenly we discover that the secret of the abundant life does not live or reside in anything that we have or have done or ever could do for ourselves, but is simply something that God offers to us. As one has said, the self is a very small package in which to try to find ultimate meaning. I agree with Peter Marshall, the famed Scottish preacher and former chaplain of the U.S. Senate, who said, "Once and for all, we must put out of our mind that the purpose of life here is to enjoy ourselves, to have a good time, to be happy, to make money, and to live in ease and comfort. That's not what life is all about. You were put here for a purpose, and that purpose is not related to superficial pleasures. No one owes you a living, not your parents, not your government, not life itself. You do not have the right to be happy. You have a right to nothing. I believe that God wants us to be happy, but it's not a matter of rights, but of His love and mercy." Friends, this morning we come to this table and to tables that you have prepared for yourselves in your homes. This is the table of our Lord. This is the banquet feast in the kingdom of God, and we have been graciously invited by Him to join here as His guests. So listen as our Lord speaks these words of invitation and welcome. "Ho, everyone who thirsts for the abundant life, for something more than the life you have lost in the living, come to the waters and be refreshed. You who have no money, no worries, for your money has no value here. Your currency is worthless in the economy of heaven. So come as my guests. Come buy and eat. Come, you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Listen to the weariness of your heart, of your mind, of your soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You don't need to be hesitant. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to feel yourself unwelcomed or unworthy. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find exactly what you are looking for. Rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Such is the invitation to the abundant life, which can be found nowhere else but in Him. Do you hear His invitation today? Spoken to you, come and let us pray. So gracious are you, Lord, that you would seek us and find us even in our point of weariness or brokenness, our point of longing or of languish, our point of thirst or hunger for something that the world cannot satisfy. Out of your graciousness, we hear your invitation. May we have the faith simply to say yes. Lord, hear our prayer.